He's a friend of the Smithereens, an old pal of Eddie Vedder's. And for a few good years, there weren't many pitchers better. Jack loved R.E.M. and he played a Rickenbacker guitar. But for a night on the town with Mike Mills, you get hit pretty hard. Mike and I met up with Dennis Duncan and Blackjack somewhere. As this was New York City, you may have heard they have a few bars there. Jack loved the Replacements, and we drank enough that we became them. Two guitars, bass, and drums, yeah, our lineup was the same then. He was Cram, the Yankee Ripper, by the half Hall of Fame. He gave 50,000 fans the king, and now we'd like to share a little bit of the play. It was Spike and Mike and Blackjack and me. Jack ended up on the cold tiles of the floor with his mom, who was visiting, banging on the bathroom door. Next time he took the mound, well, it wasn't a pretty sight. And I've always figured it had a lot to do with that night. The Yankee Ripper by the half Hall of Fame. He gave 50,000 fans the thing, and I would like to share a little bit of the blame. It was Spike and Mike and Blackjack and me. Now the photo filled every front page of the morning editions. He's a poster boy for a grand baseball tradition. Templeton, Tejada, Billy Martin, and Albert Bell. From old Hoss Radbourne all the way to David Wells. He was crowned the Yankee Ripper.
Got on stage with us in San Diego and said it was a true story. So now I know it's true.
It's true, yeah.
How would he remember?
That was my problem. I didn't remember most of it. I had to consult my fellow drunkards. And they filled me in.
So we're doing a lot of baseball songs because we are the Baseball Project. We actually have other bands too, and we're going to do songs by all the various other projects we've been in as well. So
yeah.
This song, a Steve Wynn, the Miracle 3 song from the record called Tick, Tick, Tick.
Yeah. Cool. I was hoping you were going to call out a Tuatara song right now.
Or an Adolf and the Casuals.
There's only one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's only one.
Maybe a second set.
Yeah, we will sort of store up all the requests in your head, because we're doing two sets, so as the night goes on, you can call us stuff, and if we don't know it, we'll definitely play it. That's how second sets go. It's called Cindy, It Was Always You.